forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 86, winds out of the northeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows level off around 66, cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Two 18-year-old students out of Wichita, Kansas, were arrested last week in connection to an undercover operation that involved the delivery of a package containing nearly 20,000 counterfeit oxycodone M30 pills that were suspected of containing fentanyl. KWCH News reports that according to law enforcement, the estimated street value of the pills were as high as $200,000. The investigation was headed up by the Butler County Sheriff's Office, as they say the package containing the pills was delivered to an address in El Dorado, Kansas, where law enforcement ended up chasing a vehicle that left the home down onto the Kansas Turnpike, where an individual threw the package out the window, causing it to break open on the highway. The female driver, 18-year-old Jordan Cooper of Wichita, along with the male passenger, 18-year-old Kavant Horton of Wichita, were booked into the Butler County Detention Facility on charges related to possession of the pills, as well as a pursuit from law enforcement. The investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Severe storms rolled through the central portion of the state of Kansas over the weekend, with Great Bend getting hit as one of the hardest places. With near 80-mile-an-hour winds, it ended up pulling up trees and other debris, causing havoc in the community. As Cake News was on the scene to assess the damage.
As you take a look at some of the businesses here in the downtown area, the windows are black, the gas stations are black. There is a generator right behind us that you can hear actually running in our live shot. And let's take a look, of course, at some of that wind damage. So we're right here by a park. There are trees on the ground, very large branches. And then I wanted to show you this, too. This is a sign. It's for the Great Bend Street Stroll, where we are in Barton County. And it has been completely ripped. So, I mean, you could undo it, but, yeah, I mean, completely ripped off its post here from this park.
That audio from Cake News. Many individuals in the community did lose power. However, electricity was restored in the western and central portions of the town by mid-Sunday, as Wheatland Electric reported they had to replace six major poles northeast of town, and the cleanup efforts are still ongoing.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. For the outdoorsy types across the state of Nebraska, you now have a new opportunity with the new campground that has opened up this week in Hastings, Nebraska, known as the, quote, New West Ridge Campground. That includes Thunder Bay Campground with four new total campsites. KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports that the new West Ridge campsite partially opened earlier this week. They combined the West Ridge and the Thunder Bay sites, with the full campground set to open up throughout the fall time. According to the local officials, they say the expansion comes with numerous different improvements at the recreation areas over the past few years, including new boat docks, a concrete vault toilet, and upgraded fish cleaning stations. In other news, the University of Nebraska at Kearney has announced that Julie Schaffer will be serving as the interim senior vice chancellor for academic affairs at the university. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the announcement came with the appointment on Tuesday last week that was approved by the University of Nebraska's president and the Board of Regents. Mid-America Network News.
Gary Allen in concert. Gary Allen, Ruthless Tour. Friday, September 15th at First Council Casino. Special guest, Low Cash Cowboys. Tickets on sale now at 7clans.com. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Don't miss Gary Allen, Music to the Masses from Inner Visions.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Thursday, 8:30 a.m. for a special meeting to work on the 2024 budget. $30,000 bond is set for a Greenleaf man, Alden Brisky, who was arrested Saturday by Washington County authorities on pending charges of rape with a mentally deficient victim, mistreatment of a defendant adult, and witness intimidation. The annual Washington County Fair is underway. Judging of various classes begins Wednesday. Swine Show is scheduled Wednesday evening at 7. Sheep and Goat Show kicks off Thursday's activities. Bucket Calf and Beef Show will be scheduled Thursday at 6:30. And RC Derby is slated Thursday evening with a Rotary providing pickleball demonstrations and practice. The activities continue Friday and Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Trevor Klipp is the Washington County Fair Board president. He said it takes the entire community's efforts to bring the event together.
You know, it takes more than just the week or two before fair to get ready for everything. It's the planning every month at each meeting and getting ready for everything. And if we didn't do it for the youth, you know, what's the point in doing it is the thing. And we've had really good feedback here from the kids that we've turned out of Washington County. And, you know, we just always look forward to it every year.
Verda E. Drinker, an age 89 of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. Gerald R. Cherry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be held July 29th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville with a graveside military service at Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Cherry Harry.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Challenge yourself with a new career that's no typical sit-at-the-bench assembly job. Landall Company manufactures trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts and offers competitive wages with advancement opportunities, evaluations, and raises, as well as comprehensive insurance, employer-paid life, short and long-term disability, paid time off, 401k, incentive bonus, and much more. Mechanical ability helpful but not required. EEO, vets, and disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at landall.com/careers today.
Golda, Golda, have you heard the news?
What's news, Yenta?
There's going to be a play. It's about us.
I heard. MF is presenting its summer musical, Figure on the Roof.
Yes, the show will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Tickets will be available at the door. The house opens 30 minutes prior to curtain for each performance.
I hope we'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Scattered showers may continue overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Another slight chance for some rain showers early Thursday morning, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And more showers are possible throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Some rain may linger early Friday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Starting to warm back up as we head into Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Even warmer on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And partly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Even warmer as we head into next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 113. The average low 70 and the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Rain showers again Tuesday morning yielded a strong quarter inch here at studios in Marysville.
Most newborns in America arrive in July and August, and some parents are using a surprising source for unique name ideas. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 19th. It is the 200th day of the year, and actor Benedict Cumberbatch has a birthday. On the hunt for unique baby names, you might consult the Dictionary of Medieval Names, an effort to catalog given names from the Middle Ages. Parents once doted on Little Landwin, Osgith, and Dunes. Everburn was a name rooted in German for boar or bear, while Hainfroy meant enclosure of peace. Much was expected of Roan Valen, a combination of royal and valor. Young ladies might have been named Queeniva, meaning queen gift. Zoe, Middle Dutch for sweet, or Cherubina, a variant on the word cherub. Just a few thought starters for parents-to-be during the most popular birth season of the year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Gearing up for the high school football season across the state of Kansas. High school football players gathered over the weekend for the 50th annual Kansas Shrine Bowl that was played in Hazlett, Kansas this year, with before the game, meeting with many of the students and patients from the Shrine's Hospital in St. Louis and having fun activities and games that was educational for the football players, learning about some of the debilitating challenges that many of the patients have.
Attempted to do a little challenge and try to experience just a very small of what the patients have to go through.
Like 7.
It helps them realize what they're here for and helps them put themselves in those kids' shoes so they can really think of like what they're here for.
We're just it's trying to inspire some of the football players, you know, just telling them about our experience at Shriners, you know, maybe if they're just so they don't give up.
That audio from KWCH News. West ended up beating East by a 1-point victory, 21-20.
The Q102.
Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid through July 31st.
The Kansas State Wildcats, in gearing up for their fall football season, are looking at some of the newcomers on the team to try and bring them back to their Big 12 championship and defend their title. As Coach Chris Kleiman says that with the transfer of running back Treshawn Ward being the preseason Big 12 newcomer of the year, along with Will Howard being behind the offensive line, it's all about how the players show up at the early season.
I think the sky's the limit. I think he's going to have his best year for sure now. It's going to be the surrounding cats, too. They've got to be able to help him out. You know, we don't have Malik, we don't have Cade, and we don't have Deuce. So we've got to have the production's got to be replaced. And we talked about it at running back. Wide receiver Keegan Johnson's got to have a really big year for us. RJ's got to have a really big year for us. Jaden Jackson's got to have a big year for us. Phillip's got to continue to get better and better. So that's what we're hoping for.
That was Kansas State Wildcat head coach Chris Kleiman on KAKE News during the Big 12 Media Days. He goes on to say that Howard is primed to be the full-time starter for the season this year. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
A black sooty covering on leaves, twigs, and stems of plants usually indicates the presence of aphids, mites, scale, whiteflies, or other insects that feed by sucking plant sap. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sucking insects ingest more plant sap than they can digest and secrete the excess as honeydew. The sooty mold fungi grow on the sugary honeydew but don't infect the plant. The problem arises when the sooty mold covers the leaves, preventing the plant from capturing sunlight for photosynthesis. If nature is not controlling these pests and sooty mold is a problem, you may need to lend a hand. Dislodge small populations of aphids and mites with a strong blast of water. Use insecticidal soap to kill soft-bodied insects at contacts and wash off the sooty mold. A lightweight horticulture oil can control these as well as scale, mealybugs, and other insects. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You can go to Springfield, Illinois and learn plenty about President Abraham Lincoln. His home and presidential library are there. But if you want to find the place where he got his start in politics, you'll need to drive further south in the state. The story of what happened there is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Capitol building remains in Vandalia, Illinois, but the seat of government has long since moved. Dale Timmerman says one very noteworthy man once served in this building.
Lincoln actually comes on the scene in December of 1834. He joined the legislature here as a freshman representative.
It was the first time Lincoln held elected office, serving here from 1834 to 1839. People in Vandalia may not like Lincoln, though.
He was influential in moving the Capitol from Vandalia to Springfield, which was in his home district, of course. And so there was selfish interest there.
Springfield is today noted as Lincoln's hometown, but it was Vandalia that provided a political foundation.
He actually gained a whole lot of his political experience, which really set up for the rest of life here. and he was a member of a group called the Long Nine. There were nine legislators from Sagamon County, and they were called the Long Nine because they were all over 6 feet tall, which was pretty unusual at that point in time.
The Long Nine's push to move the state capitol was part of a much larger measure.
And actually, part of that was something called the Internal Improvements Act of 1839. It was probably the biggest financial boondoggle the state has ever gotten into. Now, we may surpass that today. They authorized spending totaling $15 million at a time when all the property in the state was assessed at $5 million. It took like 40 or 50 years to repay the bonds that they issued.
Timmerman says few people know of Lincoln's ties to Vandalia, yet the town and the capital played a very important part in his life. Some of those little-known stories are next time. As we travel the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman Saturday, July 22nd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. They will be selling trucks and mowers at 11:30. The sale starts at 10 and will include furniture, TVs, office equipment, floor rugs, a treadmill and freezer, tools, equipment, posts and cattle panels, household collectibles, a grill and bicycles. Also selling a Chevrolet diesel pickup. It's a 2006 2500 HD Chevrolet Duramax diesel, a good running truck. Selling zero-turn mowers, a tiller snowblower, pressure washer, mower lift, and sway bar kit. These include multiple zero-turn mowers, a snowblower, rear-tine tiller, the sway bar kits for a bumper pull, camper, and trailer. This property auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman, Saturday, July 22nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 239 Elm Street in Waterville. Prale Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
What sounds like several different species of birds in your trees might only be one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mockingbirds love to imitate their feathered friends, and they're pretty feisty, too, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. If that's the case, mockingbirds are gaining a lot of friends. Keith Arnold is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He says the mockingbird is about the size of a cardinal. It's gray and slender with white bars on its wings and a long beak. They nest in shrubs and trees in a variety of habitats from the city to the desert. Both parents are so protective of their young, they'll fearlessly dive bomb cats, dogs, hawks, owls, humans, or anything else they perceive as a predator. Mockingbirds have their own beautiful songs, but they're famously known for mimicking sounds that they pick up from other birds. Arnold says they like to show off their talents.
I think that once they hear that song or call, then they add it to the repertoire. They'll sing a phrase for four or five times, and then they'll switch to something else. It's not like they continue using the same phrase for long periods of time.
Both males and females sing. Unmated males will carry on all day and late into the night. Mockingbirds will hang around the backyard, but don't expect to see them at feeders. They prefer open areas with fruiting trees and bushes. Arnold says they're not considered a nuisance bird unless you're being harassed because there's a nest nearby or you're trying to grow tomatoes.
They'll go and pick on tomatoes for the food. The liquid in the tomato is a good food for them. It's very hard to grow tomatoes. You have to actually pick them as they just barely start to turn orange. If you wait too long, get them vine ripe, and you got a mockingbird around, there's going to be all kinds of holes in that tomato.
Your best defense is to put bird netting around your tomatoes and maybe sing a bit to distract them. Learn more about mockingbirds and listen to their sounds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Several years ago, my husband and I moved to a different part of the country, and we didn't get to see his family very often. The solution? They compiled a cookbook of family recipes to remind us of home. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. That family cookbook was a wonderful way to pass down traditions to future generations. And there's great significance in that. When you think about your financial strategy, don't just think about the next 10 to 15 years. Take a longer-term perspective to see how you can leave a legacy and uplift your loved ones across generations. When passing down wealth, there are many factors to consider beyond just the nuts and bolts. It's a way to share and instill financial values and education in your children and your grandchildren. Consider sharing that perspective with your entire family, and then work with a financial professional to develop a plan that aligns with your values and helps you achieve your goals.
Artificial intelligence could have very practical applications when it comes to crop production. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. I welcome Raj Khosla back one more time to talk about not the possibility, but the probability of using artificial intelligence to grow crops. Khosla is head of the agronomy department at Kansas State University and says AI is ideally suited to make efficient use of massive amounts of data being gathered by precision agriculture tools.
As you stack everything that you're collecting throughout the growing season, all the way to the grain yield map, there are too many data layers that our human mind have the capacity to really translate that into a decision-making process. And this is exactly where we're trying to use AI to help make us better decisions.
Khosla's last statement should reassure anyone who thinks that AI poses a threat to humanity.
Farmer can always override the decision they don't like. And I think this is how we could get to the point where we can continue to produce more with less.
As Khosla said at the beginning of the series on Monday, farmers are challenged with producing a lot more food globally in the decades ahead, while keeping their carbon footprint to a minimum. More tomorrow on how AI could factor in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Save on the landscape of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of concrete landscaping blocks and get 11% off. Whether it's a planter bed for flowers, a spacious patio, or retaining wall, you'll find the perfect block for your project. Right now, get 12 by 12 smooth patio blocks for $149 each after 11% off at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Althea invites everyone to come out July 17th through the 23rd. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From everyone at Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, July the 19th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's Bob Severa with a report from the Holstein Association USA Convention.
This year's National Holstein Convention recently concluded and closed out the association's 137th meeting. This year, from Lexington, Kentucky, Hosting Association USA COO Lindsay Warden explains just one of the reasons for the event.
Farmers work really hard. They don't always get off the farm, so conventions can be a great time to reconnect with old friends and just meet new people with common interests.
A first-time convention attendee, Ty Edkin, runs a 100-head operation in Ohio. He says convention allowed him a breather that he appreciated.
I know it takes a lot of people to put this on, but yeah, it's been great down here. We've been treated great. We went out driving yesterday. Just the scenery, it's totally different than what I'm used to at home.
Ty was also one of the many award winners recognized during the convention. He was named the Distinguished Young Holstein Breeder. And while the convention is fun for all, it's an important time to conduct business for a Holstein breed as well. For instance, Holstein Association USA Board of Directors are elected during the annual membership meeting.
That's what really makes our association strong, is by electing a great board of directors, giving our delegates a really good selection of members to choose from, and just a great, great set of people running for the elections this year.
That's Holstein Association USA's president, Jonathan Lamb, who knows very well that the future of dairy depends on interest from the younger generation.
One of the most proud moments I have in the association is watching our junior programs and how well that they do.
And let's look at your Ag News for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction.
Even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Sap Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you could be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun from Sap Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agra Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
The stablefly is a little bug with a painful bite. Researchers have mapped its genetic code in hopes of finding better control methods on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Fly looks a lot like a common house fly, but there's one notable distinction. They bite, and hard. They viciously torment humans and animals to get the blood meal they need to survive and reproduce. The flies have a direct impact on agriculture, causing billions of dollars in livestock production losses around the world. Until now, little has been known about this important pest. Josh Benoit is a biologist at the University of Cincinnati and part of a team that has sequenced the stablefly's genetic code to understand its biology. He says the fly's own genetic information could be used against it, leading to new control methods.
Like the genetic mechanisms of pesticide resistance, population differences. So by understanding that, you could potentially identify novel repellents, or you can identify novel ways to make new traps. For example, you can identify the genes associated with how they would find cattle, and you can better develop new traps.
They have isolated the fly's male and female genes with the hope of creating sterile males. Researchers are already taking similar genomic information of other pests to the next level.
They've been working on this for screwworms and mosquitoes right now, and they've already done field studies on islands, and they're starting them in Florida and in other areas. And so mainly just having the overall genetic aspects and genomic sequences for a species, you can really begin to push and start getting these sort of novel control targets.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cracking the stablefly genetic code at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, July the 19th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's Bob Severa with a report from the Holstein Association USA Convention.
This year's National Holstein Convention recently concluded and closed out the association's 137th meeting. This year, from Lexington, Kentucky, Holstein Association USA COO Lindsay Warden explains just one of the reasons for the event.
Farmers work really hard. They don't always get off the farm, so conventions can be a great time to reconnect with old friends and just meet new people with common interests.
A first-time convention attendee, Ty Edkin, runs a 100-head operation in Ohio. He says convention allowed him a breather that he appreciated.
I know it takes a lot of people to put this on, but yeah, it's been great down here. We've been treated great. We went out driving yesterday, just the scenery, it's totally different than what I'm used to at home.
Ty was also one of the many award winners recognized during the convention. He was named the Distinguished Young Holstein Breeder. And while the convention is fun for all, it's an important time to conduct business for a Holstein breed as well. For instance, Holstein Association USA Board of Directors are elected during the annual membership meeting.
That's what really makes our association strong, is by electing a great board of directors, giving our delegates a really good selection of members to choose from, and just a great, great set of people running for the elections this year.
That's Holstein Association USA's president, Jonathan Lamb, who knows very well that the future of dairy depends on interest from the younger generation.
One of the most proud moments I have in the association is watching our junior programs and how well that they do.
And let's look at your ag news for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction.
Even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wanklin Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Food safety is important for everyone to know. K-State Extension Associate in Food Safety Karen Blakesley discusses the importance of food safety during harvest and factors producers need to know before traveling with food. Blakesley talks about the importance of clean hands while handling food at home or in the field.
That is your first line of defense to avoid getting sick from eating food, because your hands... you touch a lot of things, so your hands has a lot more dirt on it than you think. So that's your first thing you should do, no matter what kind of meal that you are preparing, whether it's at home or getting ready to pack up some lunch or supper for wheat harvest. Start by washing your hands when you're preparing the food. And for those of you that are out in the field, when you want to get ready to eat it, you also want to wash your hands too. So an easy thing that you can do is pack along some wash rags with soap and water, or even a jug of water with some dish soap in it and some extra wash rags, and wash your hands that way.
She recommends keeping the food simple and cold when taking it out to the field.
I always like to think about this as keeping it simple. You know, I grew up on a farm and did wheat harvest myself, and my mom and I were in charge of it, and we always tried to keep things as simple as possible. Sandwiches work well. Even a cold dish, you know, even like a salad or something like that, that things that are cold tend to pack easier than things that are hot. It's easier to me to keep things cold than hot. So think about it that way. You can do sandwiches. You can do wraps. That would be another thing. Salads, you know, keep those cold. One thing that is kind of a myth about potato salad in general is that the mayonnaise is the problem. The mayonnaise is not the problem. It's what you put in your potato salad. It's the potatoes and the eggs. Those are the things that really need to be kept cold.
Blake C. discusses the factors that producers need to think about if taking hot food out to the field.
So if you do choose to take something hot, you want to get it to an appropriate temperature. Say you want to take a pot roast out there. I know people that have done that. You want to get it cooked properly first. So you want to get it to at least 145 degrees to start with, because it's a full cut, you know, piece of meat. So the minimum is 145. But then after cooking, you want to keep it above 140 for serving.
That was K-State Extension Associate in Food Science Karen Blakesley with tips for safe transportation of food during harvest season. For more information, visit www.ksre.kstate.edu/foodsafety/. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This Hire a Veteran Day, July 25th, Professional Barber Stylist takes this moment to remind employers that the experience, dedication, and training a veteran receives in the military will be a valuable asset to your business. From your friends at Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.